Women have been gathering in circles for centuries, even in the most suppressive communities, to find physical and emotional shelter, lift each other, and share the powerful feminine energy. In this podcast, we are going to rediscover what happens when women come together, bringing in their authentic, creative, nurturing selves. In other words, this podcast is dedicated to the magical places, also known as women's circles. Hello, beautiful friends and strangers, and welcome to the Women Circle Institute podcast, episode number 5. My name is Anna, and today I'm going to be your solo host, because due to many, many circumstances, Marta cannot be here with me today. Well, maybe... Let's start from the beginning. Marta was here with me today. We actually agreed to record this episode together. But the gods of technology did not allow us to release the episode that we have already recorded. So what happened is after the recording, we realized that for some strange reason, I sound extremely, extremely loud, and Marta sounds like I locked her in a basement and gave her a tiny little hole through which she can whisper. And as this was a dialogue, it would be extremely uncomfortable. I would even say painful to listen to this, because you would have to navigate through turning the volume up and down every now and then. There was nothing we could have done with that episode, and it was such a pity, because we really wanted to record another show just before 2025. And we had very, very important things that we wanted to address and share. And here we are with a very, very bad episode that is always and forever gonna stay somewhere in the cloud. I mean the technological cloud, but who knows, maybe in some magical, energetical cloud. And after a very short agreement, we decided that I am going to record this episode alone, and I'm going to address the most important things that we wanted to address. So my best guess is that you will hear Marta together with me on Women's Circle Institute podcast probably next year, unless a miracle will happen. But let's not count on miracles. We couldn't even count on our own microphones. So miracle is a tall order. However, Christmas are coming, so we never know. But unfortunately, it's only me today. So let's just start with the actual reason why we really wanted to squeeze one more episode before the year's end. And that was an absolutely fantastic motivation that we got from our listeners. We have received last week 2 emails from our listeners that we had no idea that they were existing. It's not like this podcast is breaking world records with listenership. We saw that there are listeners, but we always assumed those must be people, women within our circle, figuratively and literally in our women's circles. But it turned out that this podcast actually managed to land on other women Spotify's or Audible's or any other devices or softwares they are using. Thank you, Katarina, and thank you, Mika, for giving us a gentle push and a drop of magic motivation to actually record this episode. Maybe I should explain why we were gone for so long. If you are a returning listener, then you probably realized that the last thing we recorded was a couple of months ago. And that's not because Women's Circle Institute ceased to exist. It was more about inability to find space, time, and energy to record an episode together. We have, however, recorded a couple of episodes on our other podcasts, which I will come back to later. But with Women's Circle Institute, we just simply focused on other things. So we are not dead. It's not like we are now resurrecting. We were just doing something else. And hopefully, we will be able to do some kind of a recap episode with Marta when we will give you a little bit more details about all these great adventures we had as a founding mothers of Women's Circle Institute. But for the time being, it's going to be just a teaser. So it's coming. It's not here, but it's coming. All right. So coming back to the emails from listeners, which we received with a shock, a positive one, of course, but shock nevertheless. We are super grateful that you wrote to us, that you are listening, and that you actually ask us questions or shared your opinions. And in this episode, I want to read those emails and also answer the questions or give my insight and Marta's insight, because I know her insight. It's just that you cannot hear it, to the things that were mentioned in the letters. So we will start with Katarina Piskova. Maybe. I'm trying to pronounce Slovakian, which maybe I would have a half success with that. So let's just leave it as it is. Katarina, thank you very much for your letter. I will start to quote it now and then take it piece by piece. Hello, Marta and Anna. Greetings from Slovakia. I discovered your podcast last week and was so happy that it exists, but soon discovered that it has only 4 episodes and it seems it isn't active anymore. What a pity. I love to listen to your talks and advice. It is so grateful to hear and know how other circles look like and how is everything behind it. I attended few circles in the past and suddenly that circle energy called me to run my first circle this Saturday. So I look forward to it. Hopefully everything will go smoothly. So first and foremost, Katarina, congratulations. Really warm and sincere congratulations on taking this step. As you have heard, our 4 episodes that we had before, you know that I have been exactly in a place where you were. Just a couple of days ago, I was there in April 2024 when I was about to run my very first circle. And there is so many feelings and so many conflicting things happening with you when you decide to do it. Because on one hand, as you wrote, you feel a calling to actually give it a go to create that sacred space, for women around you. And then you don't really know if you are going to be able to. What if it's not gonna work very well? What it's gonna, you know, all these thoughts. What if it's gonna be a disaster? What if no one will show up? What if I will mix up something? So a lot of conflicting feelings and emotions. And I think I shared that already. So I would like to congratulate to you for taking that step because it's a huge step. And I know how much courage it requires. And I also have to say, I hope it went smoothly. And I also hope, and I speak on behalf of myself and Marta, that we will hear from you and you will tell us if it went smoothly or not. But I'm pretty sure it did. I wonder if you would carry on with your podcast and what's the name of your other podcasts you mentioned in the episode. I didn't catch it. So yes, Katarina, we are going to continue. We were planning to, regardless of your beautiful email. We were planning to come back to it. I think we even had an attempt somewhere in November. We recorded one episode, but we were quite unhappy with it because we had an impression that we are just repeating the things that we have said. And finally, we didn't release it. So we already tried once. Today we tried the other time, but this time it was technology that stood in our way. And I know that we would continue in 2025. Now with this year, it is a little bit complicated because I'm recording this on 13th of December, Friday the 13th. Ooh, by the way. Well, that could explain some things. However, as I mentioned many times before, I think that 13 is my lucky number. Nevertheless, Friday 13 can sound a little bit scary, especially if you are a fan of 18 horror movies. I am, but nevertheless, I am digressing. Let's come back to it. So on 16th of December, on Monday, Marta is going for a very long family holiday in a different side of the world. She is going far, far away. And this was our last chance to record it together. Because first of all, we don't know how it's gonna go on her side, if she's supposed to pack the microphone. They are going to be moving from one location to another. So internet is a question mark. Different time zones, it's always difficult to navigate with that. So we thought that this is the last time, and we agreed for a morning recording. Unfortunately, it did not went as expected. But as I said, we will at least release this solo episode. So yes, we are going back. We have ideas on how we will move with this podcast. And we are here, I would like to say, searching for suggestions from the listeners, what type of topics we should cover, or questions like the one you will hear from Katarina further down the email. The other podcast that we are running is Weaving Web of Consciousness. That podcast has actually 15 episodes, believe it or not. Sometimes I don't, but probably because Marta is running it and she's a little bit better at planning those things. So half of episodes within Weaving Web of Consciousness is solo episodes recorded by Marta. And I think it is really worthwhile to give it a listen, because Marta is very open and vulnerable about her struggles with her health and how she is trying to overcome them, especially her journey with fibromyalgia, which is a disease that attacks your nervous system and keeps you in a excruciating pain for a long, long time. And it's an invisible disease, so also it's something that you cannot really explain. It's a relatively new term. So she gives a lot of insight into the journey that she's going through. And those episodes are super valuable and really mindful. Then there is the other 50% of episodes when I enter the stage or enter with the other microphone. And although we discuss rather serious topics, like, for example, what is reality, what to know, what is real, what is consciousness, for some strange reason, we managed to make it funny. Maybe it's only funny for us, but we laugh a lot when we record those episodes. So there is, I hope, there is a good balance and mix between being mindful and having something smart to say and also being funny and slightly entertaining. So those are episodes for you, those of you who like to maybe laugh a little bit, but also listen to something that is definitely not conventional, and it's, you would call it probably alternative approaches to the topics that are explained in a certain way by the mainstream establishment. And then I also have my solo project. That podcast is called Flowing with the Sky Clock. In this podcast, I explore natural rhythms and zodiacal seasons. I talk a little bit about astrology and what can we use each season for, how to prepare for each of those astrological seasons, like, for example, what to do in Cancer season or in Sagittarius season. Well, that episode doesn't exist yet. And I only have 5 episodes. Yeah, so I guess it becomes clear that when Marta is on the podcast, it goes a little bit more regularly. But I am planning to record at least 2 more episodes this December. And one of them is going to be about 5 alternative things that we can do for ourselves instead of New Year's resolution. And I am super passionate about this topic because I do those alternative things for a couple of years now. And I think it is a great way to start a year and to replace New Year's resolutions, aka new me, new bullshit, into something that actually can last and be a little bit more mindful and powerful for us. So if you are interested, please find Flowing with the Sky Clock, Weaving Web of Consciousness, subscribe to our podcast, or visit our webpage, womencircleinstitute.com. And then you can find all of the 3 podcasts, including this episode, which I will hopefully drop today on 13th of December. Coming back to the rest of your email, not many podcasts about women circles are out there. Actually, I found just 2 so far. One is yours, and I think it is so helpful to spread this around the world. I would be so happy if you carry on and start podcasting again. We are. And now the question. I also have one question. One woman said that she'll be probably late. We do another activities throughout the whole day. The circle is just a part of the afternoon. So I wonder if there is any principle recommendation how to manage it. Can she join the circle, or the circle is closed for the late arrivals whenever she arrives, or can she just relax and listen somewhere in the room? Hopefully this email will find you, and I look forward to your reply. All the best and hugs from Katarina. Well, Katarina, this email found us, but now when I read it and I look at the dates, it probably found us too late. So I assume that you are already after your first circle, because it's not going to be Saturday tomorrow. I think it has been Saturday last weekend. So I'm really curious how you approach that situation. But I can tell you what me and Marta were talking about in the morning and how we would answer your question. So Marta pointed out 3 very important elements here. One element is, how do you personally feel about this as a facilitator? How will your circle feel about the late arrival as a group? And how will the late arrival herself feel about joining while the circle is already there? So this is, I think, the most important thing to kind of feel into the situation. Is that something I can manage energetically or even practically? Is that something that will not disturb what we are doing? Because that also depends on the activities that you have in a circle. So, for example, if you are running a meditation, we usually have a guided meditation at every circle. Sometimes it's done by Marta. Sometimes I use Spotify resources. And entering the circle while there is a guided meditation could definitely be problematic, because people are in the relaxed state. Usually they lay down, they have their eyes closed, they are trying to follow the guided instructions, and someone coming in and, you know, even doing a little bit of a noise and trying to jump into the meditation when maybe it's already halfway, that is something that can disturb the experience for the whole circle, including the person that is joining. So it also depends on those activities that you have planned for your first circle. But I could definitely see that there are some segments of the circle that would really be not desired. The other thing is, and you just told us in the email that this is your first circle. So what I personally also see as a challenge is that, at least this is how we do it, we start the circle with introduction to principles, right? So we talk about the safe space, whatever is shared within a circle stays in a circle. We allow ourselves to be authentic. Everyone is going with their own pace. All the principles that we actually already discussed, I believe it was episode 3 or 4, I might be wrong. So this is number one, and this is the first circle. So I think it's very important that everyone hears those principles, right? And then if you decided to do some sort of an opening invocation, so you decided to open the circle officially and maybe ask for some light energy and stuff like this, and there is a person that is missing both principles and invocation and then comes afterwards, number one, that person just missed the whole introduction to how the circle works. So maybe without understanding the principles, you would actually risk that then that person would not follow them. Also, opening invocation is like an official opening of a sacred place. So that person was not there to experience that. And that can... it could be that it will not cause any troubles, but I could see a potential challenge, especially at the first circle, when a person was not really included in that protocol, if I might say. Because when we hear the principles and when we hear the invocation, we kind of sign a silent energetical contract with ourselves that this is what we are going to follow, because everyone creates a space. Facilitator holds it, but the space is co-created by everyone, right? So that would be my reservation here. Now, we actually encounter almost identical situation, just in a different context, and that was at the divorce ceremony. It was the first divorce ceremony that we have done within Women's Circle Institute, and I cannot wait to record an episode about that with Marta and hopefully our other co-creator, Katarina. But we actually organized a divorce ceremony for one of our members, for one of the women from my circle. And the whole plan was from 4 o'clock until midnight. Between 4 and 5, we had the arrival hour when everyone could come in, settle in, meet each other, because some women didn't know other women. There was an opportunity to have a snack, a chat, a welcome drink. At 5 o'clock, we were supposed to start with the actual ceremony. There was some sharing, there were some actual rituals, and we were supposed to end at 7, and from 7 onwards there was a planned shared dinner and then a more social part of the event. And we actually had two women who said that they are not sure if they can be there early, if they can be there at 5. And our idea was that if we get a confirmation that they cannot be there until 5 o'clock, we would have to ask them to arrive at 7, because there will be some things going on within the energy of the ceremony that does not necessarily need someone coming in. So imagine you are in the middle again of a ritual and then suddenly someone shows up. And, you know, especially if other women don't know that woman, it is kind of disturbing the flow of what is going on. Luckily, we didn't have that problem because all women managed to come in time. So everyone was there until 5 o'clock and we could start in a full kind of group. So that was great. But that was our quote unquote emergency option. If we would knew that someone cannot make it till 5, we would ask them to come at 7. So this is something you could also apply, because you write in your email that in that day there was there were other activities going on. It would be interesting to see if the circle was first or last or in the middle, because of course if it was the last thing, then I guess that lady would miss most of the day. But if it was the first thing that you were doing, you could also ask for her to show up after the circle, or if it's in the middle, same here. So I really am curious how it went, and please feel free to reach out to us and let us know. And if you would like to, we can share your story on the next one of the next episodes of the podcast. And again, huge congratulations. I also think that the concept of circles should be promoted as much as we can, and we should connect even if we are in different countries. We are extremely happy that it's catching on, and we are extremely happy that more women are considering either to starting the circles or joining them. So, Catherine, hope to hear from you soon. And now we have the second email, and that is from Mika. And for this one, I will give you a bit of a context. So, you might remember that we mentioned here or there that we are also running an online circle. So I run an in-person circle in my village, and Marta was running a circle in Aarhus that is currently on a standby. But we also created a space, an opportunity for women from other cities, countries, basically from all over the world, or women who simply cannot join in person, to meet once a month online. And we have a circle every second Monday of each month, which means that the next circle is going to happen on the 13th of January. So today it's 13th of December. It's going to happen on 13th of January, and it's usually scheduled between 7 and 8, so it's only 1 hour, and the only thing you have to do is to reach out to us through an event on the website womenscircleinstitute.com, and we send the link to join the circle. However, we noticed that there is a bit of a difficulty with that solution. Because after we send the link, we use the same link, the same meeting, let's call it like this. We realized that some women don't, quote unquote, ask for a link or sign up. They already have a link. So we never know how many women will actually show up. And that can be a little bit of a challenge, because the December circle was called off because we only had one woman who asked for a link and signed up officially. And that was Mika. Hi, Mika. We simply thought that it could be beneficial if the group was bigger, because then you have two facilitators and you are the only one, and then it kind of is something else rather than just a circle. So we have canceled that circle, but then we realized that some people were logging on because they had the link and they remembered that the circle is happening every second Monday. So one of our homework for 2025 now is to figure out a better way of signing up for the online circle, so we actually can have an overview of the amount of women that are joining, because it is still an effort to organize it, to prepare it. For example, Marta was running a really wonderful circle, which I couldn't join. It was the November circle, where the first part was the circle itself. And then there was a second add-on part where women were rewriting their life story. Marta has facilitated that, and I've heard it was a beautiful experience. So that was a two-hour event. And for that, we actually required like a specific sign up. So we have to just figure out a better way to figure out how to make sure that we know how many women are coming. And we are very sorry, Mika, that we canceled exactly that circle because it was usually always happening every month. Now, I will read your email when you replied to us. That's a shame, we know. Shame that we canceled the circle. My real life women's circle just did the same thing. It's the season for celebrations and a busy time of year. I'm loving your podcast on Audible. It leaves me wanting more. Thank you for this service. I'm curious if you will continue posting casts on your website. Blessings, Mika. Thank you so much for your kind words, for the fact that you enjoy our podcast. It means a lot. As you see, we are now trying to restart it. So yes, there will be more. And I just would like to come back to the first remark you did, that your real life, like a circle you have, also did the same thing and got canceled. And I think that that indeed is the challenge with December, also known as the most wonderful time of the year, also known as the most stressful and busy time of the year. Go figure. Yeah, I think that that's the challenge because many times I think that actually December could be a period when women need the circle the most because of all that craziness and expectations and stress. So we actually need to take care of ourselves the most during December. And in return, we simply skip those things because probably there is 1 million different obligations that we have to attend to, right? So I will say that this similarly happened within my circle here in Ranbaldale, but it was kind of me who canceled. So we were supposed to have a circle this Sunday, the last circle of the year, where we were about to discuss the Capricorn energy. And I had a couple of people that wanted to join, a couple of women. And I just couldn't. I just knew I cannot do it. I'm going through so many things right now. There is so much to do. As we speak in, I believe, 2 hours, I have to be in a kindergarten for a Christmas party for my daughter, while I also need to finish two important things for my work. And on the top of that, you know, cleaning, cooking, planning, Christmas madness. So I just simply knew that I cannot hold the space and energy on Sunday for women and to, you know, give the circle justice and give the good service. And then a wonderful thing happened because it turns out that there is a circle, and actually a very big circle and an active circle in Billund, which is a city. And when I say city, it's very hard for me to say it because it's in my world, that's a town, but in Denmark, that's a city. So there is a city 10-12 minutes driving from my village, and there is another circle there. And we connected with one of the founders or co-facilitators of that circle, Katrin, through one of the women in my circle, because she knew both me and Katrin. And actually, Katrin was co-creating this divorce ceremony together with us, and we had a beautiful co-creation experience. And I knew that she's organizing also her circle on 15th of December. We actually even had a brief discussion to align our calendars so it's never conflicting, so women can join both if they have like a shared presence in both of the circles. Which is wonderful. That literally means that there is no competition here. We actually want to enable women to join both of the circles. And that's something I will come back to in a moment. But I basically just reached out to Catherine and said that I am just energetically not able to handle, to hold the space for my circle. Is it okay if I redirect women from my circle to Catherine's circle on Sunday? And she was like, yes, of course. And it was just simply wonderful, because that's how kind of one circle is holding another circle. It's truly amazing. So I'm so, so grateful for that. And I think I will be joining as well. This time, not as a facilitator, but as a participant. And I think it's important, because I just counted, and as my circles were happening, literally every month, I hold 8 circles this year, only this year. And that's quite a lot, because many circles are happening every quarter. So I actually know that it took a lot from me, but I'm very happy that I found a place for women from my circle and myself to join and to still have the beautiful circle experience without straining myself and without worrying that I will not be able to hold the space. And that's something really beautiful that I noticed about women circles here, at least, that they support each other. Women from the different circles support each other. And that's truly magical, because you could assume that maybe there is a bit of a competition. Who has a better circle and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. I thought it could be like this. I know that some women monetize their circles, which is completely fine. I have no negative or positive feelings. It's just another way of doing it. But I could assume that, you know, it could come with a tiny bit of a competition. And it turns out that I found nothing but love and support. So this is wonderful. And I hope, Mika, that your circle is going to go back on track in January. And I hope that you can also find a support around for your circle. And if not, we are always here with Marta to help, at least virtually and maybe with our thoughts and love. So, yeah. I think we will finish today. There is more we wanted to talk about, but I would like Marta to be here. So at least we answered to the emails from Katarina and Mika, and I'm very happy for that. And please expect new things in 2025. We have a couple of plans. If you want to stay updated, the best would be to sign up to our newsletter. You can do it on womenscircleinstitute.com. When you enter, you can see on the top of the page, subscribe. There is also a pop-out, which can be annoying, actually. Maybe I will disable it soon. And there is a pop-out that invites you to sign up for the newsletter. So that's the best way to stay updated, because we still have no social media except of Instagram that we started and kind of deserted, but maybe we will come back to that as well. As this is probably the last episode this year for Women's Circle Institute podcast, on behalf of Marta and of course myself, I would like to wish you wonderful, relaxed, mindful and peaceful end of the year. I hope that the Christmas break is going to be an opportunity for you to relax and rest and do something nice for yourself. Focus on the things that you really love. Give yourself that warm Christmas hug and hug the people you love. So let's try to exchange drama with a relaxed and beautiful time. That's mainly what I wish for most of the women around me, and also men. It looks like men are, you know, not touched by this, but I know that men also suffer with a lot of stress around the Christmas time. And I would love to wish all the best for you for the new year. I hope that you will enter the new year with hope in your heart and with dreams in your mind, and that you will not fall into the trap of, you know, January blues when you're like, oh, no. We are not doing that this year, ladies. This year, we will go confidently and strongly into the new year. And if we feel sad, we will allow ourselves to feel sad, but then we will try to focus on something mindful and beautiful. And I hope that I will be able to help you with that and facilitate that through the episode that I planned for the end of the year at Flowing with the Sky Clock podcast, when I will again tell you about five ways to enter the year with a beautiful energy, except, you know, trying to dismiss the whole New Year's resolutions, but still have something to look for. So in this case, I would like to say pleasure to talk to you, like always, and we will hear each other next time.